Everywhere I go, everywhere that I've been.
Oh, you better wave.
Okay, no Marianne. Okay, Jay.
Talk to me nice, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Say it.
Talk to me nice, yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Talk to me nice, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Talk to me nice, yeah.
On YouTube, what do we do?
Subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better foot subscribe.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
Okay. Get it.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Okay. Bro, it's cooking.
Hey, man. We can pause.
Inside.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, wait.
We can't finish on
inside
you.
Better go subscribe now.
Thank you.
The button is beside you.
Ooh, I like it. Huh?
Okay. You better go subscribe now.
Okay, I like that.
Subscribe.
Talk to me nice if you haven't already. You're missing out.
Welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Nice.
Okay,
it's another great episode of Talk to Me Nice.
It's
your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time for the people in the back, because they usually don't hear me. I am Will_visuals.
What you can't see.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
What we finna do?
Check me out.
And it's your boy Adams Desir. That's
A-D-A-M-S.
D-E-S-I-R. Find me on all social media platforms.
There it is.
And it's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KAY. You already know the vibe. And our special guest,
I am Stephen Strickland. You can find me on Instagram. I am Stephen Strickland. I spell it with a V because pH balance for women, and I am all man.
Oh, shoot.
Wow. I can play too.
That was crazy.
I can play too.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. I see what's going on.
You got the right one.
You gave it that as you got the right one.
Wow.
All right. Give it that as
wow.
Let's go. Talk to you nice.
With that being said, hey, if you like in vibe, make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe on YouTube. We're on the road to 5K, so make sure you help us get us there. 5K. We love you all, and we appreciate you for everything you've been doing for us. Make sure you hit that notify bell so you don't miss another episode. We drop one every single week. Will, ask him. Hey, man. Jason. How often are we dropping?
Oh. Every single week.
Like I said,
Every single week.
So make sure you go check us out on all social media platforms. That's TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you can't watch us, listen. We're there for you. Share it, like it, drop a heart. Let us know what your favorite part.
Do it all.
Hey, it's Talk to Me Nice. Let's get it rocking.
Let's get it going. All right. How you feeling, Steven?
I'm feeling great,
man. Couldn't do the gang signs? Talk to me, you know?
I was trying to catch up.
I said that you joined in with the...
I was like, wait a minute.
It's like Sharky. It's okay. A lot of whitefish can't do it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Cool. I'm like, A, B, C.
It was like, talk to me nice.
Ah. Okay.
I like it.
We're working on it. It's almost like too legit. Never mind.
Too legit.
I'm too old.
Too legit.
Okay. I'm showing my age by doing that.
All right.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But so, I'm feeling good. To answer your question, I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I'm feeling
cool.
Great to
Happy
be
to have you. Appreciate you.
I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're here.
Me too.
With that being said, the first thing I want to do, I want to get this from everyone. Question of the day. What is your favorite movie franchise?
Let's go. Favorite movie franchise? Okay.
You didn't say nothing.
Is it starting with me?
We can start
favorite
with
movie franchise.
Talk to me.
Rocky.
Mm. Okay.
Rocky.
Okay.
Rocky.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
I've never been asked that question before. So
Rocky.
Rocky.
Does that include
Rocky?
Now, does that include Creed? Because is Creed part of that franchise?
It's an extension. It's like Rocky adjacent.
Okay.
It's like the cousin. So
yeah.
The cousin. Okay.
We'll go with it. We'll go
the
with
cousins.
It.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone in them, right? He's in the first one. No, he's
in Creed.
Yeah.
Is he in Creed 2?
I think
I can't remember.
I think he dies in Creed 2. He's spoiler, in one of them
spoiler
things.
Alert. Spoilers, yeah. Yeah.
If you ain't seen Creed 2, then you ain't seen it. At this point, if you ain't seen it, you have no interest in watching it.
Oh my God.
He's not alive. Right. Spoiler. Right. He's Michael dead. B. Jordan is the main character. Spoiler.
Oh my gosh.
That's favorite franchise.
Harry Potter.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking Harry Potter, too.
Harry Potter? Okay. Okay. Okay.
I've been a wizard for a long time.
Nice. Okay.
He's got the magic wand right here. That's his magic wand.
Oh, yeah.
The been a wizard for a long time.
Got the hair sticking out.
See the red?
The one dread sticking out.
There it is.
The
red. Yeah.
Oh, I got a dread sticking
out. Yeah,
this one?
Yeah.
That's your wand right there.
There you go. I think mine is, it used to be Star Wars. It used to be.
Why used to be?
Because they just dropped off. Like, that shit leave it alone. Why are you adding more episodes? Like, they just, it just went downhill.
That shit's a two-pack ass.
And now, I'm about Fast and Furious is good, too. But then it dropped down, and then it went back up with Fast. What was the one we went to go see?
10?
Yeah, was it that Jason Momoa?
Fast 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Jason Momoa. Which one was that?
10.
That was 10? Yeah.
10.
Yeah. That's the, I started watching again. When Jason Momoa was in. And that was awesome. Love that movie.
Okay.
Adams?
I'm going to have to say Spider-Man. Although I was really thinking about Harry Potter.
Spider-Man.
You can still say
Harry Potter. Yeah, but which Spider-Man? Like, are we Toby? Are we Andrew? Mm.
And
are
you know what's crazy? I was hoping that nobody would ask me that.
It's all of them.
Well, we're here.
Can I say it? Oh, I mean, you can't.
You
want,
you
can. I mean, technically.
There's actually a fandom for all three, sorry.
But the thing is that they're still in the same.
You have to pick one.
They all interact though.
Like, you don't get a mini pick. You don't get a mini pick too. You got to pick one.
Who's the best Spider-Man?
Now we're changing the question.
That's a different.
My fault. Let's stay on topic.
Obviously,
what was your favorite
Toby
Spider-Man franchise?
It's Bully McGuire, Spider-Man. Obviously.
I am going to have to say Toby Maguire.
Okay.
Because of nostalgia, I watched that movie.
First, right? Yeah.
Every single day on the cassette. Y'all don't know about that. I watched it on the cassette almost every single day.
Wait.
Yeah, the look he did. Y'all know about that.
On the cassette?
Yeah.
You can't
watch movies on the cassette.
No.
You mean VHS?
Back in my day. In my day.
Your day.
I'm older than all of you, so I've had that day first.
I was there.
You can never
I had that day first.
Play
I was there.
A movie on a cassette.
I was there no, at the, your day.
The
VHS?
VHS. Okay.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
A cassette? Right.
That's what I
He said, yeah, I was watching my floppy disk. What?
What? What are you saying?
Y'all know what I meant, damn it.
Okay. All right.
But okay. Right. Every day. Okay,
Spider-Man, every day.
Spider-Man
all the time.
Will, what about you?
I'm going to go with Friday.
Friday.
I really enjoy Friday.
Okay. Okay. Really did they have a third movie?
Short-lived.
What was the third one again?
Friday After Next.
The Christmas one.
That was the Christmas one?
Yeah, that was
Friday,
the Friday
next,
After
Friday,
Next.
Friday After Next.
Yeah.
That was the Christmas one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to
join a plane. Top Flight Security.
Oh,
Top Flight Security
right,
in the world.
Right. Okay,
Pimp in Distress.
That's right, yeah.
Man, damn.
I am a boy, Damon.
That's right. Okay.
Working with a monster.
Why do you have phone books?
Working with a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Working with a monster.
Someone gets that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Solid pick.
That's a jail thing.
Okay. Occupied, working with a monster.
Wait, so Jay, did you have a final decision?
Because
you gave us a couple.
It was Fast and Furious. Okay. It was Fast and Furious. Yeah, I'll stick with that.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, so you talked about Star Wars going off the rails, but you like Fast and Furious?
Well, I said it went off and then came back.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was cool with that. But okay. Star Wars just fell off and stayed off.
Yeah, Star Wars is a two-pack ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
I'm double down.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Lightsabers
double
can't
down
save
in
them.
The ass.
Lightsabers.
The shows, are better.
Wow. What was the show again that everyone was going on?
Mandalorian, something like that?
No, there was another. The DeLorean was.
Mandalorian?
Mandalorian was great. But I'm talking about the other one that everyone was talking about. And they were like, yeah, we got to cancel that. The Acolyte. That was called? Acolyte? Mm-hmm. The new one?
Who the hell?
I'm not a Star Wars guy.
Let's keep it that way.
I'm not a SWG.
Come on, guy.
Never really cared about Star Wars.
I'm not a SWG.
All right. Solid well, question. With that being said, Steven.
With that being said.
Yes.
Steven.
That's me.
Yes. We have a thing that we do with our guest. It's called One Has to Go.
One has to go.
But it's Steven edition. It's just you.
Come on now.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Good luck.
All right. First one, your mom.
Whoa.
Slow it down.
She can go.
Slow it down.
Right, hold on.
Slow
it she down. Can go. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
I thought your that mom. Was an insult.
No, no, no.
I was like, whoa. Like, what the hell?
I was like, Will.
I'm gonna play. I was like, are you guys friends?
Hold on. Hold on.
We just met outside.
I was like, yeah.
We just met outside.
Will, we don't do that with our guests.
Hold on.
Don't do that.
Wow.
Hold on.
My fault. Go ahead.
I guarantee you the answer is probably still gonna be my mom.
Go ahead. That's crazy.
Wow.
So we got your mom. We got your quote, which is do what you love and love what you do.
Okay.
Love it.
Then we got on the set podcast. And then we got acting as a whole. So which one you get rid of?
Why he pack up his mom in 45.5 seconds?
Wow.
He didn't even hear the rest of the options. He packed up his mom.
Yeah, I'm never mind.
That's getting
I'll
clipped.
Go with the quote because it's not, I mean, it's my motto. It's not my quote. I've okay. said I live by it as a motto. Mm-hmm. Do what you love, love what you do. The mantra,
that's what it says
the
on
mission,
his hoodie right there.
Nice.
But yeah, it'll be that.
The quote. Okay.
Yeah, because I gotta have my mom.
So that means you gotta get rid
acting,
of that.
I'm nothing. I'm nothing.
Get rid
nothing
of the hoodie.
You say get rid of the hoodie?
Yeah.
Nah, he's making me money. This is merch. Don't touch
him. Okay. He be doing that, right? You see that? He touched you, right? I told you you'd be doing.
Okay, so first of all, what we not gonna do? No,
I told you you'd be touching him.
Oh my God.
No, that's
sorry.
My guy. That's my
that's
guy.
That's the second time you done did that. I told you. Y'all looked at me like I was crazy.
I'm sorry.
And you did that.
He's about to, he grabbed the. What size? What is it? What are we doing?
I'm sorry.
I said the same thing.
I was comfortable.
I said, don't touch me.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know.
That
was really funny because he did it on another episode.
I did?
Yeah, he did it with Malcolm.
Oh,
and Malcolm said,
don't touch me.
I'm not touching you.
I'm sorry, Adam.
No, no, that was perfect. That was my
sorry.
Please clip that.
My bad, Spider-Man. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's okay.
That's so perfect.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm just.
So, yeah, so my quote.
I'm lonely.
But excuse my motto, do what you love, love what you do. That can go when it's up against those three.
Okay.
Get your goddamn hands off me.
Hands off me.
You think you can do this to me? You better talk to me nice. Huh?
Okay.
You understand what I'm telling you? You better talk to me nice.
Come on, tell him. Tell him.
Okay.
Tell him.
Tell him.
You talk to me. You think you can do this to me? I know this is your show, but I'm sitting in this seat. You cannot touch me. Put that in the contract. Take a sip of my drink.
I love it.
That's good.
That was good. I'm solid.
That's really good.
That was good.
That's really good. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
All right. With that being said, we're going on to our games, which is called Blind Ranking.
Blind Ranking?
Blind Ranking.
Okay. Don't worry. I'm not hosting it this time.
All right.
Okay. Don't roll your eyes like that's a bad thing.
Oh, wow. So with that being said, right, the Blind Ranking goes as I give you a person. You're going to rank them from 1 to 5. And you just tell me where you rank them. And then I give you the next person. And then you rank that person. But you can't change the person that you said already before.
Okay.
So whoever you said, you got to keep them locked at that number.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
So, and I don't, it's just random people and I don't, there's no
I'm going to give you a category.
Gotcha.
We can't change the ranking. It's majority rules, Adams.
Majority rules.
I understand. So, hey, look at me. And we're going to work together.
Okay.
He said okay.
Okay.
He said the guy. He said the guy that said the guy that said cassettes. All
right. Okay.
Right. Mr. Cassette tape.
Mr. Cassette. Yeah.
Oh, I watched a whole movie on a cassette every day.
That's crazy. He had that back in my day.
Wow. Y'all knew what I meant.
What day?
What day was this?
What day was this?
It was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday.
Tuesday is about 7 o'clock.
That's crazy.
Y'all knew.
Oh my god.
Y'all knew.
When I did, right. I had to walk. I put the cassette in.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Okay. All right. So the first category is actors.
Ooh.
Actors.
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
First person.
Me.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Five.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Five.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Five.
Wow.
We all contribute.
Yeah.
Body of work, 4. 5.
Can we give a 3?
You can.
You think he's that good? There's 4 other people we got to rank. I'm going to put him at 3?
Okay, got the visual. All right.
Joker.
I like it.
Which we all know.
Joaquin Both Jokers Phoenix. Were ass.
He's done more than Joker.
A lot more than
Joker. He has a nice filmography.
All right, fine. I go four.
Four?
Yeah.
So four, five.
I said four.
Oh, four.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say four.
Okay. So he's four.
Yeah, he said five.
Hmm? Okay. So majority rules. So it's all going to be four for now for everyone.
Cool.
Next person, Chris Pratt.
Five.
Yeah.
I'm okay with five, too.
I think Chris Pratt's a better actor than him.
That's crazy. But
okay.
Eight. And you know
I like
what?
Chris Pratt.
I love I do too. All of them. I love all of them.
Yeah, I like Chris Pratt.
I do too. I've just seen
Joaquin.
I enjoyed his the last what was it, the series? They made a sequel to it. I don't know if they're shooting or they did it now where he was a soldier.
Oh, is it
Something List.
Wow.
It's the Something List.
Are you able to?
I know it's not Schindler's List. I know it's not that.
That right there. Oh, what is
Terminal
that?
List?
Terminal List, yes. Gotcha. Okay. I think he had terminal cancer or something like that. Mm. And he started.
I think he's a better actor than Joaquin.
So you
y'all can
three?
Put him at five. I'll rock with you.
Well, I can't change it now.
Five. We locked in at five?
Five.
Cool. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm cool with five.
Joaquin Phoenix above Chris Pratt. Got it.
Next person, Adam Sandler.
Ooh, love Adam Sandler.
Three? I would have put Adam Sandler at five.
I would put three. Really?
Yeah, Adam Sandler's not funny.
Oh, my fault.
My fault. His best movie
What's his best
was
movie?
Uncut Gems.
Great.
And he was actually acting in that movie.
Mm. Okay, so you Every don't, you other don't movie, like him in comedy movies.
So you don't like Grown Ups?
I don't like Grown Ups. No, Grown Ups is great. Be
you
for real.
You love Grown Ups.
What about Hustle?
Come on now.
Grown Ups is a feel good movie, but Be For Real is not a good movie. What about, was it Hustle?
The basketball movie?
Yeah.
The movie itself was bad.
Okay.
All his earlier movies are literally Click? Just typecast.
Well, Click was a terrible
Click
movie.
Wasn't funny,
but it was
I like Click.
A good
51st
watch.
I enjoyed Click.
51st Dates?
Terrible.
Wow. That was sad.
Just go with it?
He said it was sad.
All right, well, three.
I
said three.
Go with it.
I said three.
So okay, three?
Say three only
I'm he can't go any higher than three. He can't go any lower, so we gotta put him at three. Adam Sandler's not funny. No disrespect. Like, I'm an Adam Sandler lifestylist, but not an Adam Sandler movie guy.
Okay, so like just him as a person.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with
okay,
that.
Okay.
I've never heard it like that. That's good.
With that being said,
it's very unique.
Next person, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh, one.
Two.
Really? That's two? Can I ask why?
Just following the rules of the game.
Oh, yeah. I like him. He's like, nah,
just following the rules.
I know. I don't know what's next.
He's great.
I like
I'll put him at two. How many Leonardo DiCaprio movies are you really watching?
Quite a few.
I mean, I've
watched
seen,
pretty much all of them.
Yeah, Inception.
And I can still say two.
Yeah, I'm watching all those movies I've shown.
So
right
Jason said one.
How many
Steve
times have you watched them? Are they rewatchable?
Inception is definitely rewatchable.
Yeah. Inception is rewatchable.
I'm going to go with.
Inception is not
I'm
rewatchable.
I'm going to go with number one.
It's
number one?
Okay. Yeah, it's rewatchable because you probably missed like 65
exactly.
things in it. It's not a good movie.
One or two?
Two.
Inception's not a good movie.
Damn.
It's crazy.
I like Revenant.
And Revenant was really good. Yeah.
Revenant was dope.
Got fucked up by that bear.
Revenant
it's
was
a tie.
Dope.
Yeah.
Two.
He won that year, right?
Number one.
That's the only one he won. Mm. Revenant.
So he deserved it.
He won it over Will Smith, I think.
For what, though? Will Smith?
Concussion?
Oh, I can take that. Yeah, that's cool.
Which he shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have?
Concussion was a better movie than Revenant.
Wait. Okay. Wait. We're not talking about the movie. We're talking about the acting.
Movie and the acting from Will Smith and Concussion was better than Leonardo DiCaprio and Revenant.
Okay.
Interesting.
So you say number one for Leonardo?
No, I said two.
Oh, okay. I thought you said number one.
They both said two. And then y'all both said one.
What about you?
You're the tiebreaker.
You're the tiebreaker, though.
It's on you though.
I mean, not answer.
You have to
answer.
He knows the next person. That's
you
why.
Have to answer.
He knows the next person.
You legally have to answer.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna put him at one then.
Crazy.
So number two is gonna be Denzel Washington.
Ah, that's crazy. You set it up.
Yeah, I was like, I want y'all to decide.
You
I want y'all to decide.
That's crazy.
So I said two. So
one black man.
You said two. Y'all said one. So this list is an L on y'all.
Man, look.
This list is an L on you guys. Fantastic. We did good.
Look at Adams.
We did
look
good.
Look at Adams.
Adams is always the one that says, look at me. No.
Put that mic away.
There we go. That's perfect for the clip.
I'm clipping that because I look crazy. Nah, dude, yo, just look at your finger.
Yeah. Way to go, Adams. Yo, way to go, God. Adams. You put.
Yo, that was
you put
funny.
Leonardo DiCaprio over that Denzel was Washington. Funny. The only black one on the list.
Wow.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Who picks that crazy. One?
Black businesses?
Black businesses.
I support black businesses, guys. I do.
Wow.
You keep saying this every episode now. What's going on?
I'm saying. The more you defend it, the worse it sounds.
I like that game, though. All
right.
Well, I'm glad that you do. We got more. All right. Next category. Comedy movie stars.
Comedy movie stars.
Adam Sandler's at 5.
Come on.
Wow.
All right. First, like what to do. First one is Adam Sandler.
5.
Like... Comedy movie stars.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Are you really crazy. Sitting there during the water boy and laughing?
Water no, not the sucks. Boy. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
I'll go 5.
I'm okay with 5 too.
Okay.
I love Adam Sandler. I just think he's a different type of comedy.
Yeah, I just don't think
you gotta be into it.
You know?
All right.
I think he's like an old person funny.
I enjoy it. I'm an old person.
Look at that, Adam.
Next that's, person that's is Ben Stiller.
Oh, I like Ben Stiller.
About 4.
4.
3.
3?
Okay.
I'm cool with 4.
Because I wasn't a Fokker fan.
All right.
Fockers.
But I was a Night at the Museum guy.
I was about to say Night at the Museum.
I was a Rolling Thunder fan. Not, is it Rolling Thunder? Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder, Thunder.
Well, Lino, was he the one in Robert Dodgeball? De Niro with blackface?
Dodgeball? Yeah.
He was the Dodgeball? Dodgeball was good. I like that.
Like so we got 5
he's good.
And 4.
He's really good.
I like 4. Mm-hmm.
What'd you? Yeah, I like him at 4.
I got 4 him at 3.
Good. Okay.
See, so we're doing good, guys. We're doing good. I got him at together. 3.
I have him at 3.
But
oh,
this majority. So if they say 4, it's 4.
That's fine. I have
he's
him at 3.
He's letting it be known. Okay. Right, cool. He's letting it be known.
I respect it. I respect it. Next one is Will Ferrell.
3.
Actually, wait. Hold on.
Whoa.
You put him at 3?
Whoa,
Will Ferrell, stupid.
Will Ferrell, 1.
Step Brothers.
I put him at 2.
I put him at 2.
Step Brothers.
I put him at 2.
So I almost stabbed you.
Get Hard was crazy.
Bro,
that was hilarious.
That was funny.
I put him at 2 though. That I put him funny. At 2. That movie was two. Funny.
Yeah, that was a funny movie.
Okay,
him and Kevin Hart is a great duo.
Oh, it is amazing.
What was the one with him and Mac?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
The other guys.
Was it the other guys?
Yeah,
the other guys.
And Daddy's Home.
Yeah.
Man,
both great movies.
And oh, you did say movies though, so I can't put that in there. But I think what was the movie where he played the basketball player back in the day?
Oh yes, is that no? That what's that called?
Type it in.
Yeah, hold on.
Will Ferrell basketball. Will Ferrell.
Oh, with Curly.
I know.
Yeah. But okay, so there it is. Semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Yeah.
Semi-pro.
That was funny.
So I'm gonna change my thing to 2.
To 2.
Just because there might be somebody funny.
Yeah. Right. Because now I'm going. He's thinking.
He could throw like he did with Denzel. You know.
He's in charge of the game now. Exactly. So it's like I don't know.
Because the way I would do it, 2, 4, 5.
Okay.
So we got one.
I think that's fair because Will Ferrell's funny.
No. But like 2, 4, and 5 is what we
use.
Even if
2, 4, and 5. So we got 1 and 3 left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Left. I mean, I would have voted
next
him
person.
Three.
Oh, that's right, because majority rules. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Next person is Jim Carrey.
Oh,
Jim Carrey.
One. I'm not gonna lie.
I might have to put him at 1.
Comedy movies. Though. Let me really think who's out there.
1.
There's a lot of people out there.
Okay, because my thing is no.
Who's
but like,
funnier
who,
than
but,
Jim
no,
Carrey?
No, but like who actually made me laugh? And I'm gonna say Jim Carrey because. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah,
I was in tears.
The Mask,
bro.
I was
the Mask
crying.
Come on. The Grinch,
Bruce Almighty.
Grinch? Bruce Almighty.
That was just that Bruce was more Almighty. So like a feel good laugh.
That was a staple.
Yeah,
that was a
he said, "If I don't see you again, good morning, good night."
was that the movie where Steve Carell was in the news?
That was
that was the same one.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Almighty. First, that was the first one.
And then he had
first
Evan
one
Almighty.
Was Bruce Almighty.
And then he had
Evan Almighty.
Almighty.
Right? Evan right? Almighty. That's right. That's right.
I like to do the cha cha. And my tiny little nipples went to somewhere.
Yeah, he's barking.
Yo. Oh, and he's in Sonic.
That's right.
I would put him at 1.
He did play Eggman.
Is that a safe one?
He was the Grinch.
Is there anybody funnier than Jim Carrey right now that he could put on this list?
Where are the African Americans?
He might say Steve Carell.
You say what did you say?
He's probably going to say Kevin Hart. next. Something.
Kevin I would Hart. Put Jim Carrey three. Above Kevin Hart, though. Dang. Movie wise.
Yeah. Me too.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like Eddie Murphy.
Over Jim? I wouldn't put Eddie over Jim.
You said you wouldn't put Eddie over Jim?
Nah.
I might have to rock with you.
Yeah, I might not put it.
So is it one or three?
Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm going to say one.
I said one.
Jim Carrey.
I said one.
Regardless, that's a safe one.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm fine with it.
Say one.
I'm fine with that one.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. So number three, you called it, Kevin Hart.
I knew he was going to
do that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
I'm okay with that. I feel like Jim Carrey and what's his name are funny. Kevin Hart. Will Ferrell.
Jim Carrey.
Kevin Hart.
Will Ferrell. Kevin Hart.
I'm cool with that.
Somebody who was the
fourth was Ben Stiller,
Ben
then
Stiller,
Adam
and then Adam Stiller. Yeah, I think that's a nice order.
I'm okay.
I like
okay
Kevin Hart stand up.
I love
more than
I
movies.
Like stand up Kevin Hart more than his movies.
Yeah.
That's a good list. I'm cool with that
solid list. That's teamwork.
Job,
you see that?
Job,
Adams
yeah. thought about
and,
it.
And I agree. I agree with you.
And I agree.
And I agree.
I'm glad that we all finally decided to be on the same page.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite Kevin Hart movie?
Wait, I'm going here first.
Movie.
I got you.
Can you give me a list? Can you pull up a list?
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, I gotta.
If not, Think Like a Man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If not, Think Like a Man, then probably what's the one with The Rock? Central Intelligence.
Central Intelligence.
That's what it is.
Damn.
Okay.
God, wait, that's Adams. His movie list.
That's what I'm saying. He's been working.
While he looks, I'm gonna say if we're talking him as a lead
movie, period.
Okay.
Well, oh, Ride Along.
Well, I would
too?
Say yeah. I was gonna say Ride Along.
So
but if we're talking about just like his acting. His scene that he did with in 40-Year-Old Virgin, I always love that scene. That scene
that's hilarious.
Every time.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
I will mash y'all
while
niggas.
He's thinking, while
he
he's
said,
thinking
don't
about
be
you,
my, ass, don't be my Negro, be my nigga. Yeah. I ain't nobody's nigga. You somebody's nigga with
that nigga
time.
What's
no, that's my favorite part right there.
Yeah, what about you, Jay?
That was going. I'm going to have to say I really loved him in Soul Plane.
Wow.
I really loved him in Soul Plane.
So
he was in the scary movies.
It was funny.
I forgot he was
he
in the
was
scary,
scary
movies.
Yep. Shout out to Kevin Hart, man. He's been working.
I would say things like
what's that one with Morris Chestnut? What's that?
Right here?
Yeah, what's that?
Not Easily Broke. Wait, he was in that movie?
Oh, Not Easily Broken.
I can't remember him in that movie.
Yeah.
But that was a great movie.
All right.
Morris Chestnut did his thing in that movie.
Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man.
Yeah, solid.
And then his most recent. The Grain.
Oh, About Last Night.
I was going with The Upside.
Oh,
with him and
what is that?
Is it David?
That was
Cranston?
The one the wheelchair.
Yes,
the
wheelchair. Oh, yeah, that was comedy. Good. That was solid.
No, I didn't say comedy.
More
I just said favorite movie. You gotta listen.
More
serious. You gotta
listen.
Just said favorite movie.
Got listening.
Favorite movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Upside.
Also liked.
And then I was thinking about, but it wasn't a movie though. It was a series. I was thinking about the. True Stories?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That,
but I had already said movie. I was like, oh, I got to stick with it.
But you know what?
That and Upside, those
Real
are my
Husbands
favorite. Hollywood.
Overall, if I'm going to talk about any Hollywood. Kevin Hart production, that's my favorite. True Story is my favorite all-time production by Kevin Hart, period.
Okay. That was dope. That was
period.
Dope.
That was,
and
that
Wesley?
Was
Wesley?
That's a good question.
That was dope.
That was
so
dope.
We got one more blind ranking.
Yes.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It is, the category is actors known for blockbuster. Like
actors
blockbuster
known
movie.
For blockbuster.
Oh, he was also fantastic in Secret Life of Pets. Life of Pets. I'm just like,
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's true.
He's hilarious.
His voiceover work is amazing.
Solid. Yeah.
It's like I made it. I'm a little wet, but I'm handsome.
Solid movie.
Okay. All right. First one.
Actors known for making blockbusters.
Actors known for blockbusters. So they're in a blockbuster movie. Yes.
All right.
First person.
I have my hand right here, Adam, so just so you know.
You're
occupying this space.
Before I warn you.
First person is Dwayne Johnson.
Five.
Oh, that's right.
Wait.
Still ordering.
Yeah,
still ordering.
Still ordering.
Oh,
Dwayne Johnson ruins movies. Five.
You say he ruins movies?
Yes.
He's
five.
Typecasted.
And he's typecasted.
Why?
Typecasted.
Blockbuster.
And he's typecasted.
Okay. All right. Oh, shoot.
He ruins movies because he always tries to take control of them, but he's also typecasted.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
His best movie was The Game Plan, in my opinion.
That's true. That was a banger.
That's a throwback.
That was a banger.
That was a throwback. The Disney movie?
Which one?
Where he's a football player.
The Fairy?
I do like
the football
that.
Player. No, that was the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, the Tooth Fairy.
Football player with Madison Pettis.
He wasn't the action hero.
Wait, wasn't he
you
in
mean?
The was he in The Longest Yard?
Yes. Oh,
no.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, no, he was.
The
Rock? The remake.
No, he was in Gridiron Game.
I'm sorry, that's me.
That was a good movie too.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
But he was also typecasted in that too.
Yeah, I would have to say five.
He was the coach.
Five. Definitely typecast.
He's the coach.
I can't play no more.
Who else is gonna be?
The game plan. What was
Mustangs,
that,
we're going to the playoffs.
Boy, yo, that's wild.
I want to say four.
Okay, so
game plan is where he's the star quarterback. Yeah. And like it's like his last hoorah, and then he finds out he has a daughter. His daughter's Madison Pettis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
I got that mixed
so
up.
So we got Dwayne at five.
Walking tall. I chose four.
He chose four. What do you say?
Walking tall. Walking around with a plank of wood as a sheriff. Come on, Dwayne.
Stop, Dwayne.
You gotta watch.
To be honest, Baywatch, his best typecasting movie.
Yeah,
that's
it. That was good.
Look up because that was based on a show.
Big Buff
Rock show back in the day called Walking Tall. That was based on the show. Well, not Baywatch, but Baywatch was too.
Big Walking Buff Rockhead Dwayne. Baywatch.
Oh, wait. Okay. But did you see the previews, the trailer for his new movie coming out?
Which one?
He's playing a...
He was good
at Action Hero?
No, he's playing a fighter.
A wrestler.
He's playing a fighter.
I think it's this right here.
Mixed martial arts or something like that. Smasher, yeah.
I think he's playing a wrestler, isn't he?
Oh, nice. Typecast it.
Oh, look. There he goes again.
Oh, look. Right in his bag.
Right in his bag.
Moana was good. What do you think of his acting?
Moana was good.
I like Moana. I like when he's silly. Okay. I like when he's silly.
As a serious...
No, I like when he's silly, but when he's in a serious role that's not an action movie.
Okay.
Serious role, Gridiron Gang. Serious role, not an action movie.
Right.
But that's also typecasted because he's a football coach, which he did as a football player in another movie, which he was a football player in real life. It's typecasted. So his range is limited. You know?
Okay.
Whereas someone like Jim Carrey has range. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Wow.
So yeah, five. Serious. Definitely a five.
It's about song. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour.
Hey, I love that song.
All right, cool. So with that,
so with
Dwayne,
that we had a five?
Number five. Five. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I choose four.
Okay, cool. So the next one.
But it's majority. So
the next one is.
I feel you.
The next one is Mark Wahlberg.
Four.
Two. Four.
I love Mark Wahlberg.
He's racist.
Wow.
Is he?
Yes.
That's crazy on the pod.
I feel like we've done this
again. He does the prayer commercials for the app.
In the past, it's been known that he was racist.
Really? Wow.
Google it.
So they let. If he is racist,
Jimmy, typing that Jimmy, in on Google is crazy. Jimmy, Mark Wahlberg,
why is it all caps?
He wanted to know for real. Is he racist?
Is he a racist?
That's racist.
That's racist.
It's coming up.
I told you.
Don't do it again.
It's coming up.
I told you.
He touched me.
I told you.
It's not E.T. We're just looking at the actor, then fine.
I ain't gonna hold you. But him as a person, you're saying.
Yeah.
But we just talking about as an actor.
As an actor.
I guess everybody has a racist.
All right, we got homework to do. Look up racist tendencies by Mark Wahlberg.
You can look up him. Look up Liam Neeson. Look up.
And he always talks like this in all his movies.
He's always in a hurry.
He's always in a hurry. He's out of breath. Everybody who imitates him, he's like, oh, we got to do this. Bumblebee.
That's actually funny.
Bumblebee.
I didn't like him in Bumblebee.
Bumblebee. Where you been, B? That's hilarious.
I was looking around all over you.
Oh my gosh.
So that's four.
I got the Tesseract. Okay, four.
And you're
five. We already have five.
You can still say five.
But we already have five.
So I want to put him at. Can we put him at seven?
That's crazy.
That's four.
Crazy.
Damn. All right, cool. So we got him at four.
Talk to me nice.
Come on now. All right. Next one is Chris Hemsworth.
I'm
not going to lie. I love that guy. I'm going to give it number.
I'm going right down the list. Three, because he's also typecast. Three. Yeah, you don't really see his range, but
did you see Extraction?
Did you see him in Ghostbusters? Did you see him in Men in Black?
No.
Oh, watch that.
Did you see him in Men in Black? That was good.
I didn't like that.
That movie was bad, acting, like, I like the whimsical. I like the whimsical side of him. Like Thor, okay. Ragnarok, whimsical. Love that movie.
Yeah, he was good. He was good. His best movie. Yeah. Red Dawn was good too. I liked him in Red Dawn.
We got him at three.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, we got him at three.
Locked him in at three.
I guess so.
All right. Next person is Tom Cruise.
One.
One.
That's got to be one.
Does his own stunts. One.
Yeah,
two.
He's got to be one for me.
Number one.
One's got to be one for me.
Even though he does this, he's been doing the same movie for the last 20 years.
Unless your next person is running. Jackie Chan, then he's number typecasted. One.
He's typecasted like crazy.
He does his own stunts.
But he does his own
he
stunts.
He might only be 5 foot one, but he does his own stunts.
Facts.
Why you got to put that in there, son?
Because he's short. You ever see him on Family Guy? They make him the same size as Stewie.
That's tough. That's tough.
He was like, you want an animal cracker? He's like, it helps me focus. He's like, you got a lion in there? I eat the lion already. It's good for strength.
I've never seen a single Tom Cruise movie.
Him and Top Gun is good too. Top Gun and Top Gun.
Edge of Tomorrow, I really liked.
That was good.
I really like that movie. Edge
What is it? Live, Die, Repeat, something like that.
Yeah.
I just love that Tom Cruise is always stressed out in all his movies. Like he's always sweating. And then his iconic run.
Yeah.
All he gotta do is run every time.
That's it.
He's moving.
That nigga in the sandstorm running full speed. Full speed.
The sandstorm got me, yo.
The Color of Money. That was a good one when he was a pool shark. That was good.
Damn.
Color Cocktail. He was a bartender. Yeah, he's been around. He's been around for a minute.
Yeah, like he was in MI 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Keep going.
There has to be another one. Mummy. He was in Mummy, too. That's right.
So with that being said.
Mummy was good.
So we
that
have,
being said.
We have Tom Cruise at one.
We have he needs Chris, to get merch that says, with that being said.
With that being said. So we have Chris Hemsworth at 3. We have Mark Wahlberg, the racist, at 4.
The racist.
Wow. And we have...
That's their assumptions.
Dwayne...
It's on Google.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson at 5. So okay. Number 2 will be Vin Diesel.
Oh, that's cool. He earthbended, so I'm kind of like...
He did earthbend.
If I had to switch anything, I'd put Vin Diesel below. Who do we have at 3?
That was Chris Hemsworth.
I put Chris Hemsworth above
Vin
Diesel.
Chris has to be higher. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Because Vin Diesel ain't had a successful movie since Fast and Furious. Actually, you would say he's really good at Groot, but he only has to say one or three words. I am Groot. Mm.
I forgot that.
And that's his best
range. I liked him in
I am Riddick.
I am Groot.
Chronicles of Riddick. Did you like him in The Pacifier?
I did.
I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
I can't hear you.
Did you like him in The Pacifier?
There's something wrong with your headphones. Are faulty.
Did you like him in The Pacifier?
Actually, I did.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
You did?
Actually, I did.
You did.
I like Vin Diesel.
You like Vin Diesel? Okay. What about Triple X?
Chronicles of Riddick.
Triple X. Was that the first one?
The first one, yeah.
I like the first one.
The third one is terrible.
The second one is with Ice Cube. Yeah.
What was that one? Bloodline? Blood something.
Where's that?
That one was kind of cool.
Iron Giant. I didn't know he did that.
Sorry. Go up right there. It's red.
This one? He was like a superhero, right? Or a villain? Something like that.
Yeah, he had like nanites inside of him.
Yeah, that's right.
He did Earthbend. So
he did Earthbend in Fast. Which one was that?
I think so. I did
Earthbend.
He stomped. He was fighting
Jason Statham.
He was fighting Jason Statham, and the ground like cracked a little bit, and all he did was stomp his boot, and the ground fell.
My favorite part.
He also chased down somebody in Timberlands.
Nah. Y'all missing the most important scene in
that movie.
Okay.
When he pulled the building down with the chains.
When he crashed his car into another car so he could fly and catch Letty in midair and then land on another car.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
It was a change for me. He fought everybody with the chains. Got him off and then brought the whole building
down. Didn't he pull a helicopter down in the most recent one?
Did he?
He said, "Are you poopy?"
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right.
Wow.
I like Jason Momoa. If you put Jason Momoa on there, I would have put that too.
Jason Momoa could get
because his range showed in that movie.
He can kill a role, for sure. Wow.
He is hilarious.
That's good. Okay. That's a good list.
That was a good list.
Solid list. All right. Solid.
I'm not angry at it.
The Rock ruins movies. Mark Wahlberg's racist.
Wow.
Copy.
I have to research that.
Ooh, check this out. With that being said, go.
Appreciate you. I appreciate you holding me down. All right, so the next game is this or that. Because you could get with this, or you could get with that.
Or you can get with this, or you can get with that.
You can get with this, or you can get with that, or you can get with this.
Because this is kind of fat.
This is where it's at.
Oh, wow. Different lyrics? All right, cool, never mind.
Doop, dop, dippity.
There we go.
Come on now.
Doop, dop,
dippity. Yeah.
Old school,
let's get it. Is this or that? Better action star. Is it Tom Cruise or Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves.
Better action star?
Action star.
Probably Tom Cruise.
Keanu Reeves.
Let's see.
I gotta say
Keanu Reeves. Tom Cruise, just because the stunts.
Like, he does his own stunts.
Keanu Reeves. Action star, I would say that.
But do you see how many times Keanu Reeves gets his derriere handed to him and
gets back?
So he's a better action star because he gets his ass kicked?
No. Not not like, I didn't mean it like that, but I'm saying like he.
What did you mean it like?
Like, so he's fighting for his life every movie.
Oh. All right, every action movie. Star. Okay, so I gotta go back.
What's the definition of
I gotta go
action
back?
Star.
Action okay. Keanu star is Reeves. Action packed.
All right, here we go. Keanu Reeves. Action. Let's see.
Matrix. Point Break.
Point Break. Speed.
Oh, Speed. That was a great one.
All of the Matrixes.
Matrix 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm. John Wick. 37.
Okay. 37.
He is one of the like action. 85 John Wicks.
Was did he do? Did he perform any fights in what's that one? Not Corinthians. What's the name of that?
The Book of Eli.
I'm sorry.
That was the
I don't know if that's
no. I wasn't that, saying he was the main
what
character.
Was the name? He was in it.
I think so.
No.
No,
Constantine. That's what I'm thinking about. Constantine. Oh, I knew yeah. It started with a C.
Those
was
really
that an action film?
That was more magic. That wasn't
okay.
Yeah, that wasn't fighting.
All right, so
he's technically Kenshi in Mortal Kombat.
Based too. On that, I'm gonna go with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, because the definition of an action star is like doing more than just fighting. I would say it's your range as an action star. Can you do your own stunt? Tom Cruise does every single stunt.
Okay, but Keanu Reeves is stopping bullets with his bare hands. So.
Just okay. About. No, Tom Cruise is getting in gunfights, too.
Those are effects.
I just don't know how much more action you can get, but this is fine.
All right. Johnny, there's a lot more action than you can get than shooting guns.
So next one.
It's fine.
It's okay. Next one is better at comedy movies.
Ooh,
is
let's
it,
do it
Steve Carell or Will Ferrell?
I love Steve, man.
I have to choose.
Steve Carell is funny.
I
have to choose.
No, you have to choose. Steve. I gotta go with Steve.
Oh my god.
Steve Carell is funny.
He's hilarious.
Steve Carell's in The Office, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Steve Carell is The Office.
He's in
Steve
Carell. He's hilarious. Anne Hathaway.
He said, "Try my cookie."
You like Anne Hathaway too?
I love Anne Hathaway.
I love Anne Hathaway.
Love me.
I already called dibs on her. So
y'all, that's crazy. You did. Yeah, you got that.
Thanks.
Get smart. That was the one. Where like she had that quick scene where she was looking out the window in her nightie, you turn around.
What the hell?
Oh yeah. Are you talking,
Dip, we here. The, we here. We here. Yeah, we here. Y'all gotta go.
Y'all in different here.
Do research.
All right. Okay.
Do research.
H-E-R-E?
No, but it was that. It was
Steve Carell is hilarious.
Thank you, Shorty. We just say get smart. Yeah. It was get smart.
Steve Carell.
The Rock was in that
funny.
Too.
So yeah, Steve Carell.
Will
Ferrell. Steve Carell.
I like Steve Carell.
I think I'm gonna have to go with Steve Carell.
Yeah, I gotta go. With
Steve. And I don't think that's disrespectful.
Yeah, no, it's right. Not like an easy Steve Carell. It's like, right.
Yeah, it's just, you know? He just.
Cause like, I'm like,
just a little bit.
He's got the, like that low key funny too. Like, he'll make subtle jokes
deadpan,
under his breath.
Deadpan, yeah, right.
He's kind of like, what's that one dude, Jason Bateman? Like, he's like
Jason
that low key funny.
Jason
yo.
Bateman,
he's like that sarcastic funny.
Sarcasm. You really gotta listen to that dude.
Yeah,
yo.
Jason Bateman, man.
What was that movie? Oh shoot! Oh, was it the A game? Not the A game. The movie that Steve Carell did with Ryan Gosling. Where he was trying to teach guys how to be with girls, and then he wound up dating his daughter.
Oh, I know exactly the movie. Yeah,
I love that movie. I love that movie.
They all showed up at the house,
and he was like, "How do you? How do you?" He was like, "Oh,
shoot. I know."
It's like, you were, my daughter said you nudes. He said, what's a nana? Was it a nana? A nani? Nuna? I forget, but it was a good movie.
Oh, was it Crazy Stupid Love? Or
Crazy Stupid Love.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was it.
What's the girl? What's her name? She played Mary Jane in one of the...
Spider-Man?
Kirsten Dunst?
No, not her. What's her name?
Gwen Stacy?
Emma Stone.
Wow.
How did I not get that?
Emma Stone.
How did you not get that?
She's cool.
Well, he said Mary Jane
hurt, but it's
Kirsten Dunst. You're right.
So with that being said, all right.
Am I wrong?
Best.
No, you're not. You're on something. You're there.
Yeah, you're there. Go ahead.
Emma Stone played Gwen Stacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Close. Yeah. So best voice narration.
So I was wrong. Okay.
Best voice narration. Best we got Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Wait a minute.
James Earl Jones.
I knew there was more. That's all. Like, wait a minute.
You need.
It's five?
Oh, no.
No,
the two?
Just two. Yeah. Go ahead.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Do you know who else I would throw in there?
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
You know who else I would throw in there?
Who you throwing?
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't do that much now. He does a lot of voiceover. But I was gonna say, what is his name? Keith David.
Okay.
Keith but David.
You gotta choose between the two.
Morgan Freeman or James Earl Jones?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with James. There was a good voice actor that just died too. What was his name?
Oh, I know you. Talk.
He played. He was somebody in Destiny. He was what's
Morgan
the name of Destiny?
Freeman.
I know you.
I'm gonna go with James Earl Jones. I'm gonna go with Morgan. His voice
Morgan,
just
Morgan.
We grew up in this
Morgan Freeman.
His voice just like settles you.
Morgan.
Yeah.
That's tough that's for me. That's
I'm gonna fair. Go with James.
What was that's that? Tough, right. I can watch. I can listen to both of them. Read the phone book. Just page and they don't even have phone books anymore.
He just said page one.
My good friend Andy Dufresne. In the beginning. In the I never beginning. Did make it to that
Lance Riddick.
Game.
That's Lance Riddick. Riddick. Mm.
Yes,
he was a good voice actor too.
Yes, he was in John Wick.
He was
the Morgan
concierge
Freeman?
In John Wick. Well, in the last one, he was shooting with him.
I didn't even know that.
Morgan Freeman do the voice for Life.
Life.
Yeah.
Life of Pi.
That was
no, just
last,
life.
That was the last life time I saw my good
with,
friend Andy Dufresne.
Martin.
Oh
Lawrence.
No, that was Oprah Opportunity. He was the old guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
When Heavy D was when they was shoveling, he was the old guy in the wheelchair.
Gotcha.
Great movie.
So I decided Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
Man, but James Earl Jones is dope.
Better action comedy. Chris Pratt. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. Ryan Reynolds all day.
Ryan Reynolds is
all day.
Funny. Okay.
He's hilarious.
So I'm going to say something that went to what you're saying. Ryan Reynolds is the same in everything. It's like, just like.
Oh, typecast.
Just like Wahlberg. Just like Wahlberg. Everything is like this. And everything is sarcasm, talk fast. And I love Ryan Reynolds. One of my favorite movies was The Proposal with him and Sandra
that
Bullock.
That was top tier.
My favorite
was a great
one
movie.
Of my favorite movies was The Switch Up when they switched.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was solid because they actually acted.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Like
who was that?
Other. That was dope.
That was him and Jason Bateman. Oh yeah. Yeah, that was good. It was good.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Was it Ryan Reynolds or who
he's
was
more
it?
Than just Deadpool?
Chris Pratt.
No, I don't think he's more. That's what I'm saying. I think he's Deadpool and everything.
No, I think he's more than that. I think.
Yeah, I mean
he did.
That,
didn't he
yeah.
do the good guy or something like that?
Yeah, that wasn't good guy. Not to me.
But wasn't good.
Who was, it? Who was the opposite?
Chris Pratt.
I gotta go with Ryan.
I'm gonna go with Chris Pratt.
Really,
Ryan?
Yeah.
I think
I'm gonna have to go with Ryan because
right,
I don't remember
sarcastic funny.
I don't remember too much Chris Pratt stuff. I remember him being in
Greatest Movie Chris,
Wanted
Green Lantern.
What was that serious movie?
I'm sorry, there? What?
Greatest Movie Green Lantern. Right there.
Your bar.
Right
your
there.
Your bar is right there. You've been
Green Lantern
been
right there.
Simply see bar.
Green Lantern.
So your bar is
right
there.
There.
You can grab a drink
he had
right
a little
there.
Sip before
Green Lantern
before we started.
That's why.
All
so
right.
He's a little
yeah.
Next one.
That's why the one dread was sticking out. He had
Green Lantern right there.
Wow. He put his antenna. He put
Green
his antenna
Lantern.
Away and then
he
just lost it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Green Lantern.
He's on a loop. He's on a loop right now.
Okay. Nah, he's great in Safe House with
Denzel. Safe House. Yes. Yes.
Great. Yes. That's yes. He's more serious in that movie.
Yes. But so to make the choice, yes, Ryan Reynolds.
Next one, better at dramatic monologues. Viola Davis.
I've been standing with you.
Sorry.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, Denzel. I'm so sorry.
Denzel.
Now.
So sorry. No.
Viola.
Hold on.
I understand what you're going to say.
Take away
it.
Snot
but
bubbles.
But let's be honest.
Don't look at the
take
snot
away the
bubbles.
Snot bubbles. But I'm going to.
Go ahead.
I have to say Denzel.
Okay.
Not just because I saw Othello a few days ago.
How was it?
It was amazing.
How much was
the ticket? Well, we paid, me and Nicole, we paid like 120, 30 bucks because
who's Nicole?
On StubHub, my friend Nicole, she's a dancer. She's
also on the podcast.
Also on the podcast too.
She's a dancer. What type of dancer?
She a professional hip hop and contemporary.
Okay, you gotta clarify.
She
well,
does,
some people,
she
does,
likes trains.
Say it so quick.
Okay.
No. No,
and that's been another episode of Talk to Be Nice. I've been the guest,
no.
Stephen Strickland.
I just want to see his face. You said that,
but I want to hear what Mally said because Mally was about to say something about.
I said, let's
Viola.
Not take away from Viola.
No, we're not. No. But I know,
like, it's not a clean sweep.
No,
it's not,
I know. It's not no, clean. Listen. Let me clarify.
I
know. I know it's not a clean sweep.
But that's I just know that my final decision is going to be Denzel. I already know that.
What? But
like,
you're biased.
I'm not biased. No.
I think Adam's
biased. I've seen a lot of Viola Davis, and she puts in work.
She does.
Like, if you would have put...
But isn't Denzel Washington she was your role model?
If you would have said any other name, almost any other name, I probably would have hit chose Viola. But okay. 4 minutes. I know.
She was in Doubt for 4 minutes. Killed it. Hmm. She was in...
Come on now.
I'm still standing.
Fences?
That too, but that's a given. Because that's the one he keeps talking about.
Yeah.
Damn, what's the movie? Antoine Fisher. Antoine Fisher played his mama.
Bro, what else? The Woman King? Come on
she
now.
She was in The Woman King.
Yeah, come that's on, a help. Great one.
Come on now.
And The Help too.
G20, I got to finish watching
The Help. Oh, her in Air? Oh my God.
I didn't see Air yet.
Her in Air?
She was great in Air.
She was fantastic.
She did not see Air.
I didn't see Air.
She's fantastic in Air.
Jason, you come
I know,
on,
I'm bugging.
That's Law Abiding Citizen. I understand what you guys at Nike want to do.
Yeah, that was great.
But my son is going to be the best.
That's great.
Nike's not going to be endorsing my son. My son's going to be endorsing Nike.
What did you say? His shoe is just a shoe until my son puts his foot in it.
Come on now.
I give it to Viola Davis.
It's Viola.
I love me some Denzel.
I'm still gonna give it to Denzel though.
I'm gonna give it to Viola.
I might have a little on this one.
I was in no way, shape, or form trying to say that it was an easy Denzel choice.
Did she win an Oscar?
I just know that my end.
Can you give me a Denzel line right now?
Like
on the spot, right here.
That's not Training Day.
That's not Training Day. He said,
"Listen."
Yeah.
I don't gotta like you.
Because I was gonna give you another one from Fences because he killed it in Fences too.
I don't gotta like you.
Yeah. Okay. That's from Fences.
Yeah.
Like you. Like you.
So yeah, everyone.
What laws there say I got to like you? You eat every day, don't you? You put your behind on my bed clothes.
I was gonna say I'm drunk right now.
October 14th, 15th, 16th, and I drank. I drank.
When's the last time you drank?
You said, God help me. What'd you say?
I'm drunk right now.
Everybody's like, oh.
That was a great movie. That was a great movie.
That's the third time.
He flipped the plane upside down. How you feeling? You feel the plane, you flipped that bitch upside down.
You boy.
What the fuck are we doing?
Man.
Well, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't put no seatbelt on from what's the name? You don't like putting seatbelts on a plane.
I'm a big dude, Jason. I don't got to put a seatbelt on. I'm not falling out the fucking seat. Thank you.
Put the plane over.
You don't put your seatbelt on a plane?
No. Where are you going?
At all? Like, even when they tell you to?
For what? Are you going, Adams?
Even when you lift off, you're not going to put your seatbelt on?
For what? You're going back. What are you putting a seatbelt on? Jesus Christ.
All right.
Oh, my God.
We got some more.
What are you putting your seatbelt on for real?
We got some more.
He got Thug Life tattooed on his stomach. All right, go ahead.
What are you putting your seatbelt on for?
Safety. It's called safety.
Safety from what?
Just in case.
Turbulence. All that good stuff.
Turbulence?
Yeah.
Turbulence.
In case of emergency.
It shakes a little.
Do you put your seatbelt on your car?
You get in more car accidents than you
put your seatbelt on your car?
Yeah, because the likelihood of you getting in a car accident is way higher than you getting in a plane accident.
Which is true.
The way that I drive,
and that's a fact.
It's still danger.
Well,
how you get pulled?
There's one plane in the sky. There's 50 cars on the road.
Oh, no, there's a million planes in the sky. That's why.
Only get pulled over because I drive while black.
Oh wow.
Not because of actual any driving violation.
All right, cool.
Yeah, well, that's neither here nor there.
We got some more this or that.
This is going to be more of a speed round. So I'm going to just say them and you just got to tell me.
All right, go.
Okay. John, no discussion. Just go.
Improvisation or scripted lines?
Scripted.
Jason?
Yep, scripted.
All right. Theater acting or film acting?
Film. I lied. Hold on. Yeah, film.
I want to say film.
Film.
Theater.
Theater's fun.
Okay.
If I'm in a theater, if I'm watching it, film.
Okay. Cool.
What?
If I'm in it, if I'm like actually.
Oh, I thought you said if I'm in a theater watching film.
No, like if I'm acting, then
it's a movie theater.
Okay. I enjoy acting in
movie theater.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're an actor?
Yeah, I used to be.
Okay. I enjoy acting.
I can get back into it.
Come on home.
You know what I'm saying?
I enjoy showing out my dramaticism.
Okay, I live vicariously through Adam Scott.
He likes big words too. Right. Drama, drama roles or comedy roles?
Drama.
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 Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go drama.
Leading roles or supporting roles?
Leading.
Supporting. Roles, period.
Leading.
Roles.
Give me a job.
Give me a role.
Hey, I understand.
Give me a role.
Supporting.
I'm there.
I understand.
Supporting just because I could be, I could, you know, be on the screen just as much as the main.
Facts.
Just,
supporting can.
True.
Can
true.
I'm Brandon okay, T. So Jackson. Some.
Do you think they
Jason's
outshine?
Like, Bow Wow.
Sometimes they outshine.
Some people still.
That's yes, true.
I can't eat.
Which one?
You got the problem to change that, Kev.
What's that on the roof?
And a lottery ticket. Yeah. I need a scene like that on my reel. Let's do a scene like that.
He outacted Bow Wow.
We need to do a scene like that.
I got the cameras.
Yeah, we got to do a scene like that.
I got the cameras.
He outacted him in Roll Bounce too.
Let's get it. You can touch me now.
He did.
He outacted him in Roll Bounce too.
Right.
So
here, tootsie.
Nah, he killed it.
Nah, I mean, he's out here like.
But I do want to be. You know, you do want to be the leading. Leading gets more money.
Okay.
Leading does get more money.
Even though I'm not in it for the money, but I need the money.
Rolls.
Right. I get it.
I like that.
But rolls. Both.
Both.
Next, because I had to choose one because he said it's law. I legally have to choose one.
Both of them.
But leading.
All right. Next one, emotional scenes or just acting scenes?
Emotional. Let me show my emotions.
Yeah, I like emotional scenes.
Because we love to be funny on the podcast, but we can get deep real
quick.
Anything
but emotional. Yeah.
Anything but emotional.
Yeah, I like emotional.
Show your range.
I'll go emotional.
I like, you make people feel something. They're going to remember it.
Because acting scene to me just seems like it's giving like co-star vibe. Like you're just kind of like. Like you're like the waitress, or like
you're just
the
there.
Taxi driver, right?
You're just showing up. Okay. You're saying your lines, mm-hmm. Not really putting much into it.
That's true.
Although every actor, every character tells a story, is a part of the story.
I was about to say, Wendy's gonna watch this.
Yeah, no. No. Every person is important.
Talk to
everybody
him.
Is important.
Of course.
Yeah, look at your camera when you say that.
Right.
Everybody is
of
important.
Of course.
There you go. There you go.
There you go. Emotional scenes or anything that's not emotional.
Yeah.
You said emotional scenes are just acting scenes.
Yeah.
This is just acting.
Just acting.
And you did say a speed round. I guess it's emotion. I think all of it is emotion.
So
it's just a matter. It's just a matter of which emotion.
Yes, sensei.
You know, when you say emotion, I think you're talking about crying or on the verge of tears, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. That would be the assumption.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm correcting my assumption. But you know, if something makes me laugh, that's an emotion too.
True. That's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So that's the second.
That's tough. That's tough.
Learn from this guy.
Okay.
Some of the emotional scenes,
okay,
but
I feel that.
Because I knew what you guys were asking, what you were asking,
mm-hmm.
I'll say emotional.
Okay,
nice.
Wow. Rehearsing alone or rehearsing with a group?
Rehearsing with a group.
I'm gonna say with a group.
Yeah.
Except rehearsing with Adams is a little
intense.
What was that supposed to mean? How? For what? How?
Don't steal my scene.
Said it too quick.
You see?
For what?
It's a little. It's a little.
For what?
A little punchy there.
For what? It's a little what?
Did we all pick
Hello?
A group?
You know, Jason, it's like.
No, I'm waiting for
What
Steve.
Does that mean?
Oh, no, I said in the group. I said in the group. I was just pondering.
We weren't bugging. We weren't bugging.
I told you.
We weren't bugging. That's hilarious.
What are you talking about?
Now we did a gig and someone, we were like, yo, does it sound good? And he goes, and we're like, we looked at each other like,
what does that mean?
I did that?
No,
we had a gig. So we just did that to you.
All right, cool.
So
next one is auditioning in person via tape.
In person. For real.
Tell me to my Absolutely. Face that I suck.
Oh, wait, look. Did we trigger something for y'all? Y'all just got quiet. You're like, ooh. PTSD somewhere?
I'm okay with self tapes.
Now why?
Now,
because of comfort?
The comfort. I don't have to travel to
True.
Go perform in front of somebody.
True.
Even though that was cool, you know, the vibe, you know, in the room is different. Everybody says it's different in the room than on the tape, mm-hmm. but you should be able to bring that same energy on the camera because ultimately you're going to be in front of a camera.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's great practice to, you know, be in front of the camera.
But you're also gonna be in front of directors and producers.
That's true. But the same directors and producers are gonna watch those tapes.
Okay.
Mad sight. Oh, right.
I feel like every podcast episode is kind of like an audition in a sense, because people can see your personality, your skills, your speech.
Or a lack thereof.
Or okay. lack thereof, yeah, that's exactly. true. Okay. That's true.
Yeah. I'm going to go with self-tapes.
I'm going with self-tapes, yeah.
Okay.
Self-tapes, okay.
Because overall, they're just better.
Okay. Would you, this or that, working with a director, either hands-on or hands-off?
What, they put their hands on me?
What do you mean?
So he beat me to it.
I was like, so it's just, it's just
fight. Wait, who said it? You said
we got to fight.
Who put their hands on me?
Hold up. Get your hands off me.
So it's like, hey, more Malcolm, like,
hey, back up. Adams, don't you touch. No.
It's just more like if hands you're on. Acting, it's more of director giving you notes, really critically giving you notes on everything you're doing, uh-huh. versus hands off is like, I'm gonna just tell you, change this one thing and that's it. Like directors, like I don't like how you said this. I think your face should change. Like the everything they're critically.
I don't think
giving,
you need to be hypercritical.
Yeah. Then I'm gonna go with hands off.
Hands off.
Because if a director really thinks he's gonna have that much control over an actor's performance,
get your hands off me.
You're in the wrong business.
Why don't you act?
Oh.
I was just watching. Ooh. I was just. Oh, sorry. I gotta answer the question.
Hands on or hands off? Wax on, wax off.
Mr. Miyagi.
Come on now.
Mr. Miyagi.
Did y'all see the new Karate Kid? Doors.
I did not.
I think that movie was rushed.
I heard bad reviews from it.
It was a lazy movie.
It was okay. It just went too fast for me.
It was a lazy
movie. It went too fast for me. It had a head story, but it was... say the question again, please.
Hands on.
Hands on or hands
off? Not the question. Can you read what you have on your paper?
Hands on, hands up.
The paper says hands on. Working with the director who's hands on or hands off.
Oh my God. So the director is more hands on.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, that's why I needed to hear it again because I'm thinking about me being not more hands on. Okay. Hands on. Hands on. Hands on, yeah. Hands on. I mean,
okay.
So it's the director's job to. I mean, it's the actor's job to act, but it's the director's job to direct. And if the actor isn't giving the director what the vision of the project is, then I think the director needs to be, you know, hands on. It's a collaborative effort at the end of the day. So I'm gonna say hands on.
Give us two more, Will.
All right, two more.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Long takes or many short takes.
What was that? But I'm just here.
Talk to me nice. long takes or many short takes. Many many.
30 seconds.
Like a lot of short takes.
Really?
Many short takes.
Yeah,
not many.
Oh, got it.
Many.
I'd do long takes. I think
I would do many.
It depends on
how long it is.
Right. Depending on what's needed.
I go with long takes.
Shut up, bro. I just let that one go because I wasn't going to say that. I'm a guest too. So.
Yo, Will's look is awesome.
Whatever takes, it depends on the scene.
Depends on,
it depends on the scene. If I got
how
a long
much
monologue.
How much effort am I putting in there? Well, not effort, but how much overall energy is into the scene? Like, how is the scene intense? Is this an intense scene that I got to keep doing over and over and over again and it's long? Or is this like a short little, I can get through it, you know?
Ultimately, I guess short takes because you want to get it in, get it done. And hopefully, you know, that first take is great if you've done your homework or whatever. But if it's a matter of angles and stuff like that, if it's my scene, my monologue or whatever, hopefully I can knock it out in one take. So short takes. You know,
okay.
And then when you got to change the camera, then that's something else.
What about you, Adams?
You know, so.
I like long takes.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. He likes long takes one. in the park.
I want to take my time.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Take your time. What's the rush? Ooh, baby, I'm a dog. I'm a mutt.
All right.
We should harmonize with that one. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. The last one is playing comedic timing or dramatic intensity.
Playing comedic timing or dramatic. That's like, I guess, like the other question you asked.
I like the dramatic. Intense drama.
Comedic timing for me is comedic timing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go comedic timing too. I might, yeah. Comedic. What about you, Adams?
Because that's kind of like what got me where I am.
Okay.
My heart wants to say comedic timing, but my mind says dramatic intensity.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
Because comedic timing for me, it was, I'm sorry. Did anybody else answer? I'm sorry.
I said dramatic.
You said dramatic. Yeah. Okay. And you said, Jay, you said?
I said comedic.
Comedic?
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Dramatic.
Dramatic. Comedic,
yeah. Okay. So what's the majority rules is what?
No, it's just this is yours.
Yeah, it's just one stake.
And the very last one I'm going to just say, playing a character that's very difficult from yourself or similar to yourself.
Difficult from myself. I want to be challenged.
I don't want to be typecasted.
There you go.
It's a bar.
There you go.
It's a bar.
I like the challenge of my goal is that's different.
My goal of an actor is to be in the greatest show. If it ever becomes, I think it's a play that they do on Broadway. I would love to play the lead in that, in The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Oh, Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my favorite movie. So.
Nice. Yeah, it's something difficult because you want to be challenged as an actor. You don't want to be the same person, even though like when you're taking on a role, one of the first things you try to find a connection between you, what I do, mm-hmm. try to find a connection between me and the character. So there's some kind of through line. There is a little bit of me in there, but I definitely want to be challenged to do something. And people look at it like, yo, I didn't know you could do that. Oh, that didn't even look like you or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Without prosthetics and all that stuff, just me, this face, but a character that you wouldn't think that I would play.
Mm-hmm. It's also fun too to play something totally different from yourself.
Yeah,
and see where that could take you. Yep. And see what type of emotions you can invoke in people. Because sometimes people play really, really good villains, and mm-hmm. then like, oh my gosh, like I really believe I don't like that person because they played that role so well.
Yeah, yeah. Like Michael Rainey.
Yeah, he played that role really well.
Tariq. Oh, okay, yeah.
Sometimes I want to punch him. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's for ghosts.
That's how you know he's doing a really good job.
Punch him in the face.
Yeah. Just let you know, ghosts still got shooters out here, nigga.
Come on. Okay,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But hey, with that being said, it's been another.
Wait, I didn't choose yet.
Hurry
up!
I choose difficulty also. Thank you.
You challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kid in classrooms. Thank you.
More cookies, please. Thank you.
Well, outro.
I'm sorry.
Let's do it.
But before we get out of here.
Damn.
That's okay. All right.
It can be edited.
No, I just want to add one more thing. Steve, I just want you to give to your camera real quick, just a minute. Something. Yeah, just 1 minute. Just
real
give,
quick, a minute.
How much time real quick.
We
gone in 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Seconds. Just give your camera, talk to him. Give a young actor something that you would want to give them. Drop a gem for them. Something that they probably don't know about. Give them something to help them get to that next level that they're not yet at right now. They just need something.
Set goals. Discipline yourself to reach those goals. Be focused. Stay the course. And always remember, do what you love and love what you do.
Love it.
All right.
You did that in 11 seconds. You gave him a minute. Come on, man.
Well,
With that being said, that's another episode of Talk To Me Nice.
Yeah, I like that.
It's been another episode. Make sure you do all the great things. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Do everything, all right? Do everything right now because I said so. But anyway, so with that being said, it is your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time for the people in the back because they can't hear me. I am Will_visuals.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
Yo, it's your boy Adams Desir. That's AdamsDesir. You can follow me on all social media platforms.
Yeah. Here it's Mally. Follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KAY. You already know the vibe.
And I've been your guest, Stephen Strickland. You can follow me on Instagram. I am Stephen Strickland. I spell it with a V because pH balance is for women, and I am all man. Take that with you.
Take that. That's crazy.
No. Don't take that. Take that. Just take that with you.
Where am I taking
that? And where am I taking it?
Wherever you need to go with it.
Where are we going?
Wherever you need to go with it.
Oh my God.
Get out the car. Where are we going?
That's it. Take that with you.
No, take the keys out.
Take that with you.
Take the keys out. Where are we going?
That's it.
on a plane. On a plane with seatbelts.
Yeah, because you're definitely about to fall out the plane with your seatbelt on.
Take that with you.
God forbid y'all got your seatbelt on the plane. About to fall out.